back live, went and covered the global elite, got chased down by Army Intel, threatened by Bureau of Diplomatic Security, had huge goons literally wearing clown masks following us around, didn't want us videotaping their faces, trying to set us up, pulling fire alarms on us. All sorts of fun. Before the show ends, I'll give you a brief rundown of what happened there. Talking to Mark Dice and taking your phone calls right now. Mark Dice is the author of the Resistance Manifesto. His book just sold out. It's been out for about 2 years. He's got a new edition coming out in the next few weeks. He is a media activist. Gotten a lot of attention on a bunch of issues, but he's mainly a 9/11 truther. And he had the idea of sending books and videos and one of my films and materials to the troops. So they'd know that the PNAC said, the vice president wrote, that they wanted big terror attacks to have a pretext to invade, and that it's all a lie. I mean, we know they lied to us about everything. It's now mainstream news. They wanted to shoot down one of our planes and blame it on Saddam. White House memo, London Guardian, Associated Press. I mean, what, we're not allowed as Americans to do that? But it's simple. Global interest wanted to dissolve this country and use a tyrannical government to force transfer our assets to them. It is now happening right now. So let's go ahead and go back to Mark Dice here. Mark, anything else you want to add before we go back to calls?
You know, I want to just urge everybody to get involved with Operation Inform the Soldiers. That's where we're sending DVDs of Terror Storm, A Loose Change Final Cut, to the troops, writing them personal letters, personal emails. You can go to my site, markdice.com, and scroll down and find the info about Operation Inform the Soldiers. You're going to have to register with a couple of services or through some churches to get access to the soldiers, to get their names and their addresses. You can't do it through the Department of Defense. There are certain private organizations that are nonprofit that will set up all this information for you. So if you don't have the money to send them some packages, to send them some letters, you can sign up and email the troops back and forth. And we're trying to create a climate that's safe for the troops to address these issues. I personally know several U.S. Marines active duty that have been to Iraq who know that 9/11 is an inside job. People in their unit believe it. It's still not safe enough for them to start addressing these issues with their superiors and with others. So we need to create a safe climate for them to foster a discussion. And once the troops know this, it's going to filter all the way up back to
the criminal. Well, let me just tell you, the troops do know. It's come out in all the foreign papers and even a few of ours that British, Israeli, and U.S. special forces and contractors have been caught dressed up as Arabs with fake beards on, running around shooting and killing Iraqi security forces and our own troops. Now, people say, why would they do that? Well, first they wanted to say, oh, we can't leave in the first 4 years. There's too much of a conflict. That's a strategy of tension. That's depending on documents. And then now they're paying off the warlords and then occasionally stirring things back up to say, oh, look, we fixed the security problem. We've got to stay there. So this was their strategy from the beginning. And look, most of the troops I talk to are great people. They know what's going on. But if tyranny is going to come to your door, it's going to come in a uniform. And these guys are all over InfoWars message board, all over the Prison Planet message board. They'll put their handle. They are Marines. They'll say, I'm going to kill you. And you'll go to their website, their own personal site, and it's them and their troops. These are brainwashed crazies. These are the type that throw puppies off cliffs and shoot little kids and laugh about it. And there's video of all that. And the neocons tried to deny that, but now it's admitted it's happening. And so, again, they want to come back and become police officers. We've got to stop that, folks. The globalists are doing this by design. They start these wars to create the psychos they need to bring them back domestically and rule over the population. Mark, let's take a call. Let's talk to Ray in Bastrop, Texas, has a question for you. Go ahead, Ray. Okay, Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Mark, have you thought about possibly pursuing a civil libel suit against Michael Reagan? It seems like when he names you personally, that you might have you might get a lot of support from other listeners and the people who support you in doing
that. Well,
let me
tell you what he can do civilly. He can sue him to cease and desist the terroristic threats and get an injunction. There's no judge that after hearing that and being presented all the threats Mark's getting who would not say there's an injunction on Michael Reagan from saying kill Mark Dice or anybody else inside the U.S. So what he can get is a civil injunction. Mark?
Yeah, the case officer that's on the case that I'm working with the FBI knows that he's invited me on the show and allegedly will apologize. And I've over the course of the next few days, we're going to decide what we can do, what other legal actions that we can take. And, yeah, he may claim that he's apologizing, and I don't think that he believes that, you know, he's in the wrong here. I think that he just understands that his show and his career is in jeopardy. And listen, we've all said things off the top of our head that later on reflecting or even just a few seconds after saying them understand, okay, that's wrong, I shouldn't be saying that. But I don't think that that's the case with him. I think that he's fully believes.
No, he said, if you have a problem with it, come on, let's get it on.
Yeah, this wasn't just one instance that he made a slip.
Over and over again. Let me just add here. That, again, calling for people's murder for their First Amendment, saying, go out and kill them, I'll pay you to kill them. He solicited murder. He must be arrested.
Right. Well, let me add one other thing, because I think the question of whether or not what he said is protected speech, you know, can only really be decided in the court.
No, it's not.
Well, I understand that, you know, that on the surface it doesn't appear to be a lawyer. The other thing I'd want to add is, you know, another way to, seems like, hit this guy, because he does have to spend money defending himself, but to go after the underwriters, I mean, it seems like there would be enough people, whether or not they were for your cause politically, who would be offended, you know, what he said, that, you know, that's generally what will happen with.
Yeah, you know, your phone's bad. I'm going to let you go. It's cutting out every other word. Look, the bottom line here is this. We can't let them set a precedent to call for our murder and then be murdered. And then they sit up there saying, now kill this person, now kill that person. Kill this person, kill that person. Kill, kill, kill. Kill, kill, because America's about not having the right to talk to the troops. America's about having the right to sit down and shut up and have a taser crammed down your throat. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Kentucky. John, you're on the air with Mark Dyson. Go ahead, John. Okay, we'll see you, John. Let's go ahead now and take another call from Paris in Seattle. Paris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller from Seattle.
Welcome.
Good to talk to you. I just had a couple things I want to bring up, a little off-subject. The Ron Paul march on July 12th, I think, I haven't heard anybody else talking about this, but I think we need to make this a nationwide thing. You know, if you can't make it to D.C., you don't have the money, anything like that, that's fine, but start something, you know, to all your listeners, start something in your own city so we have something across the entire U.S. so they can't just say, oh, the crazy Ron Paul supporters are all in D.C. today.
Absolutely. We should not let that revolution die. It should continue to grow, and the government is worried about that. The criminals that have hijacked our government are. We got some Trilateral Commission documents from a few months ago where their first item was the fact that the young people are waking up to liberty all over the world. But that's why the establishment is moving to block us. The hottest thing out there in true grassroots culture is 9/11 truth, is anti-New World Order information. I mean, Mark Dyce, our movement for liberty, our movement to identify who the real criminals are in the world, this organized crime syndicate, is exploding.
Yeah, this isn't just a couple websites. This isn't just one or two radio talk show hosts. We have, 2 years ago, we had over a third of the American people. We're getting out into the streets and just marching. We have Ron Paul, who's addressing the Federal Reserve and this illegal war on national television, on prime time, to the other candidates that were running for president. This is huge. This isn't just a few individuals. We're talking about millions of people here. And I just want to continue to commend everybody to just get the word out. And one by one, this grassroots organization is spreading around the world, not even just in America. We have spread around the world.
And that's it. And we cannot take this for granted, folks. We have governors. We have top actors and actresses. We have top scientists. We have former, you know, presidents of Italy and other major nations, German defense ministers. I mean, top people in the Japanese parliament, more and more, all these hundreds of, you know, top musicians, Willie Nelson, I mean, just on and on and on, coming out saying it's an inside job, and we've got the momentum, and they won't be able to stage more 9/11s or more Oklahoma cities if we expose them. Make no mistake, this is life and death. They're going to keep using terror to totally take all of our rights and make us their slaves. And an engine of global tyranny if we do not expose them. Mark Dyce, stay there. We're going to come back and take more calls for Mark Dyce on the other side. He's being death threatened. I'm being death threatened publicly. All of us that stand for liberty, they're saying, shut up or we're going to kill you. You know what, criminals? You know what, traitors? We're committed. We're never shutting up. We're never stopping. The people will learn who carried out 9/11.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, let's go right back to Mark Dyson for more phone calls. Come up with an idea to mail troops, documentary films like Terror Storm, Loose Change Final Cut, both films I produced. And a national talk show host gets up and says, murdering, killing. I mean, these guys think they have that much power, they can just commit crimes, and maybe they can. Maybe they can. But I'll tell you this, all of you out there that believe these fake neocons or believe Barack Obama and all the liberal bull, you're suckers. You just get taken for a ride over and over again as this country gets worse and worse. It's the New World Order, folks. They own the presidents. They own the front people. And they're attacking our First Amendment to shut us up. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to the phone calls. talk to Joel in Los Angeles. Joel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Mark Dice. This is Joel from L.A. I called up the DA in Van Nuys, California.
Yeah, that's right. You need to go after him with the local police. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're both in Southern California. I meant to tell you that, but go ahead.
Right, yeah, and I talked to the DA there, not the actual DA. I just talked to a clerk there.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say that they would be probably interested in going after this, and I talked to a detective in Van Nuys, and he also said that they, you know, if the DA goes along with it, they'll go after the guy.
Well, they have to. They have a responsibility, or they can't selectively enforce. If Mark Dice got on the air and said, murder this person, kill them, I'll pay you, he'd be in jail in hours.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big test here. Are they allowed to do it? Is this Nazi Germany? This is how the intimidation in Nazi Germany started up.
Right. You know, and I did email that to you, Mark Dice, so you have that in your inbox. I have the detective's name and his number.
Great.
So he said just file a complaint, and that'll get the ball rolling.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I've been so busy. I mean, I work in a 50-hour work week every week at my day job. I got two books that I'm trying to finish. So much craziness.
Well, Mark,
going on.
You got to work on this, though. You got
it. Yep.
And I understand. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Thanks for that advice. I meant to give you that same advice. He's in Los Angeles, and anywhere that the show airs makes it a jurisdiction. But the fact that you're in Southern California, too, Mark, you got him.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get this little bugger to at least be arrested.
Yep.
Because it is so important. Let's go ahead and talk to Shell in California. More advice for you, Mark. Go ahead, Shell. What's your advice?
Actually, the advice is exactly what was just given. I'm not exactly sure where Michael Reagan's studio is, but I think it's in West Los Angeles, which is under the jurisdiction of the LAPD. Van Nuys is also policed by the LAPD. So if the crime was done in Los Angeles, they have jurisdiction, and they should prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
So take it directly to the LAPD.
Or he's allowed to get up on air and tell 4 million listeners, go murder this person. I will pay for it. Kill him now. Just open crime committed. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it should be pursued right here in Los Angeles. And I have personal experience here recently in credit card fraud. I found a good police officer that prosecuted the case, and there was an arrest made, and the individual is now facing the bar of justice. So there are a lot of cops that aren't going to be bothered by this, but then there are some good policemen there.
No, that's it. In fact, a lot of them are good. You just got to get around the bad ones. In fact, I've talked to some people that have called the FBI, other officers, and they'll say, well, do you think it's 9/11's an inside job? Maybe he shouldn't be talking like that. I mean, that is such a criminal action right there.
This is a serious, serious crime. It's definitely contracting capital murder, and Mark Dice is accumulating the evidence with all the death threats. That's an open and shut case.
All right. Yep. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that advice. Let's talk to Lindsay in Idaho, who's got a comment about all this for Mark Dice. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. I'm just appalled at how somebody can actually do this and get away with it so far.
Yeah, for those that didn't hear it, it's up on Infowars.com where he said, murder him, kill him now. I will pay you to kill him, murder anyone else that tells our troops that 9/11 is an inside job, murder them. Let's have fun. Let's put them on the shooting range and kill them.
I just feel that things have gotten so out of hand that unfortunately, and this is all about peaceful revolution,
mm-hmm.
True?
Yeah, and they're the ones escalating it into something that might become potentially unpeaceful.
And unfortunately, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I've studied enough history to know in my heart that I see blood, and it's really a sad thing.
Yeah, bullies are going to keep shoving and pushing and shooting until they get their rear ends plowed, and I don't want this to happen.
But neither do I.
This government is a lying pack of criminals. They've been caught lying millions of times. They're looting everything. They're destroying the country. It's all happening right now, folks.
Such a shame, Alex. It's just absolutely unfathomable that it has gotten to this part.
No, absolutely, and to get it back, we have to punish those that have tortured children. We have to punish those that have murdered families in Iraq. We have to punish those that wrote torture memos for the White House. we have to punish those that call for the murder of First Amendment activists in this country, or we will go absolutely into Nazi Germany. We will go into the Soviet Union. The government has gone rogue. It's owned by foreign corporations. They're criminal. They're trying to intimidate because they're scared. They know they carried out the attacks. They've got their minions who admittedly go to the White House and get talking points in between, you know, when the White House is hanging out with their gay prostitutes. And every time I mention that, nobody seems to know about it. You forgot about Jeff Gannon, the male madam, folks? I mean, these are some sick freaks. And they just lie. You know, we're out of time for calls for you, Mark. I'm going to come back with the attack on the First Amendment and other activists under attack, whether it's Christian pro-lifers or 9/11 truthers or environmental activists or Second Amendment groups. We're all under attack, First Amendment under attack. But, buddy, I appreciate your courage. I was going to take a few days off of my family because I've been out of town a lot in the next few days, and I am. Jason Burmes is going to be sitting in. You're on the show tomorrow to talk about any new developments. And then, of course, Tuesday again, Mark, after you've been on the show with this guy, just go on. You know what to do. Hit him with the websites up front. Let him know that you're fully aware he's on the White House, you know, talking point wagon, and that they're not real conservatives. Take the moral high ground. You know what to do. And just let him know that, that, you know, he can't guarantee your safety now. He has committed the crime. Now, he should tell his cult members, his fake conservative brainwashed gun control listeners, his open border loving listeners, his triple the size of the BATF listeners, his listeners that support the president who has all the gay prostitutes visiting in the middle of the night. He needs to go in there and he needs, and to say, I'm wrong. But he won't do that. It'll be, I'm so mad. You know, I was speaking on an aircraft carrier a few days ago to the troops who love the war. And they just, you're trying to demoralize them. And I just got so upset because I love the troops so much, Mark. Of course, I don't want anything to happen to you. He's going to try that on you, my friend.
Yeah, despite his apologies, he's opened a Pandora's box with very dangerous ramifications. And things will never change. Things will never be the same. He has endorsed the stalking, the essential vandalism, possible vandalism and murder and harm of myself and others. This is unacceptable. No apology will reverse those ramifications, and we're going to continue. I just want to thank everybody for their support, and let's continue to put the pressure on the media. Let's put the pressure on his syndicator, pressure on the FCC, and let's get justice
right
for this criminal.
All the websites, addresses, and phone numbers are at markdice.com or infowars.com. Great job, my friend. We salute you. We'll talk to you tomorrow as this develops.
You got it. Mark Dice over and out.
This is a lot bigger than just Alex Jones or Mark Dice. It's about them being able to intimidate us and set up murder against us. We're not putting up with it, terrorists. We'll be right back.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
There is a global movement to set up a one-world government that has removed due process. That way you don't have your protections guaranteed under your constitutions. They denied the European Union existed for its first 45 years. Then, in around the year 2000, they admitted that it existed, and now everybody knows there's a European Union. Some Americans on the streets say it's a conspiracy, say that doesn't exist. It's very childlike, just incredible brainwashing that we have in the public where, oh, there's a threat to your liberty. That doesn't exist. Everything's fine. I'm going to go back to, you know, just watching TV. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they don't allow other European Union countries to vote. They're just forced into it. The people can't vote. Three times they've had votes out of 20-plus countries that have entered, and all three nations have said no, but still France and the Netherlands and Ireland, to a certain extent, are still under EU control because they pay off the governments. Kind of like 99% of Texans don't want Sentra from Spain putting toll roads on existing roads, and they just do it. And then CNN comes on and says it doesn't exist. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. I've played the clip here. They say it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if the billboards are up and it's happening. They talk to us like children. Now, I want to shift gears on the First Amendment. I've got a big stack of news here today where environmental groups in major cities are being banned from 10 people standing on the street corner protesting outside a chemical plant that's had leaks. They just say, no, we're not. And first they say, kind of like they did in New York, they say, well, you've got to have a permit to own a gun. And then they stop issuing the permits. See, a permit is a right to do something that would be illegal. That's what a permit or license is. And then now they say the same thing. Oh, you got to have a permit to have a rally or to march. And then, oh, well, we don't offer those permits anymore. And then, see, a lot of it sounds reasonable. If you want to block the road for a parade, you need a permit. That's just to shut down a street. But then people get used to getting a permit, and now, oh, you want to stand on the street corner and tell them the end is near and Jesus is coming. Or you want to stand on the street corner and, you know, tell people that the dam's not safe. Or you want to tell people that you think taxes are too high. Whatever it is. Or that you love the Iraq War. Or that you hate the Iraq War. Or that you think Bush is a wonderful person. Or you think Obama's a wonderful person. It doesn't matter. That's protected speech. And the Austin police have lost hundreds of suits. They just lost another one 2 months ago for hundreds of thousands of dollars for arresting people on the street corner. You know, if you've got a sandwich board out advertising a tax preparing service or advertising a restaurant, they leave you alone. But the minute you go out there and complain about the government, boy, they pull up right here in Austin. They say, turn your camera off. You're not allowed to be here. You've got to have a permit. And I just say, go ahead and arrest me. I'm going to sue you personally. You may even beat me in court, but you're going to go along for the ride. And they're like, "How? Why are you being so mean to me?" And I'm like, "Why are you trying to violate my First Amendment, threatening to arrest me? I'm a human being too, Bubba." And I got them on video. Just type "Alex protest Perry" into Google, and you can, or YouTube, you can go watch it. And they walk over and say, "We're going to arrest you." And I go, go ahead and arrest away, Pallywow. But the point is, that is happening in Vancouver, Canada. Same thing all over the West. It's the same global plan. They're protesting inside. They get thrown out for asking questions of Colin Powell. Then when they get outside, their camera guy, who never even came in, gets arrested. That made the news, and the police just say, "Well, you're trespassing on city sidewalk." I mean, now this is getting crazy. We've had New York police walk up, it's on video in Truth Rising, and say, "We're going to say you got bombs. We know you don't have bombs, but we're going to put you in jail for terrorism. Stop protesting." I mean, that's how corrupt it's gotten. Where on video they frame you, because they're not worried. They've been ordered to frame you. You see, I mean, folks, and thank God all the police and military aren't corrupt, or we'd already be in total martial law. That's why they've got to brainwash you that torture is good and killing us is good, so that the average cop and military think all that's okay. Now, I don't have a lot of time with our guests, because I want to take more calls, get into some of the other news here, and I want to have them back on during the week with Burmese to talk about. Jason Burmese is sitting in for part of the week while I spend some time with the family. Going now to both groups, we'll talk to Rob Weiland, he's from Colorado. They were in Denver on city streets, and the cops say other panhandlers, it's all on video on Infowars.com right now. They say you're allowed to have panhandling. You know, other people can be out here protesting. Other people can be out here selling stuff without a permit. You can't hand out those terror storms that Alex Jones filmed. You can't do that, and they put them in handcuffs and give them tickets. We'll talk to Rob and Travis. We'll just go with Travis because his dad actually works for the government. We don't get him in too much trouble. But he was at the event and got thrown out, and then their camera guy outside got arrested. So let's go to Rob from Colorado and Travis from Vancouver. Let's go to Rob first. Rob, in a nutshell, what happened to you?
So we were doing our regular 11th of the month action where we get out on the streets. We hand out free DVDs to all the people. We've been doing it for about 8 months down on the 16th Street Mall. And I think some of the cops, you know, I mean, they don't really enjoy it, but they've been tolerating it. And
well, let's be clear. This is First Amendment. They should love it. That's why they have some freedom. And by mall, it's outside area, city, public property.
Yes, it is not a private mall. They told us it was a private mall. I've already...
But you're outside when it happens. To be clear, it's shops, but it's in the middle of the city.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it a mall, but it is the city and county of Denver, and the police clearly told us that it wasn't.
You need to sue them. Okay, tell us what happened.
I'm handing out a DVD to someone. We're being polite. We're staying out of the way of the thoroughfare, and a cop rolls up on me, and he says, he walks up to me, and he says, "Hey, you need to stop that. You're peddling." And I said, and I looked at him, and I was like, "Well, I thought peddling was selling stuff." And he said... And I didn't immediately stop, and it angered him. And he said, "You need to stop that. You're peddling." And I said, "Isn't peddling selling stuff?" And I didn't jump to when he said,
slave.
"I did." He's like, "Drop your stuff." And then he put me in cuffs right there.
You're lucky he didn't taser you until you died.
Yeah.
That's the new punishment. Death is the new punishment for freedom. And land of slaves, home of the coward, red coat run and owned. Okay, so how did all this end? Just with the ticketing?
Yeah,
I've seen
the
video, but tell folks.
Yeah, so he wrote me out a ticket for peddling, and then by the time I got it, it also had obstructing the sidewalk on there. Okay, and then...
More false charges, more destruction of America. Okay.
Yeah, and then he talked with this Pavilion Mall security, and she had come by earlier and told us, "Hey, we need to move our stuff away from the mall, from the building itself, about a foot and a half out, because that's where the public property starts." So we were like, "Okay," and we did that. And she looked around and she left. She came back and talked to the cops. She talked to these two cops in private. And the next thing I know, the cop says, "Hey, give me that ticket back." And I was like, "Well, why?" And 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 he's
this is America. This is what our veterans fought and died for. So you can be harassed and punished for your First Amendment. So Michael Reagan can say you should be murdered. I mean, this is land of the free, home of the brave. It's either free or it isn't. You listen to me, you little fake liberals and fake conservatives out there. You think you're part of the system? You think you're part of the elite? They're raping you right now with your savings. It isn't just the gas. You're getting your new world order. Okay, so how did this end? Them making fun of you, basically, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, this lady came up and she talked to the cops, and he's like, yeah, you're going to get another charge of trespassing. And because she told you to leave, and she didn't tell me to leave. So I think she had conferred with the cops, and they probably, I think maybe they were worried that they didn't have enough to actually put me in cuffs.
So they charged you with trespassing?
They charged me with trespassing, and she lied. And I told her, I said, that's a lie, and you're bearing false witness against me right now. And she just kind of looked down.
You need to sue that scumbag.
Yeah. Yeah,
God, they'd love to run death camps, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt. They're just waiting. You've heard them. They'd love to. In fact, they've trained 26,000 preachers to tell their flocks. They don't tell you they're on the payroll to hand in your guns, to let them take your kids, to go to the camps. These are criminals taking over. They've told their minions to push us around, to dominate us. Hell itself is coming in. I want to quickly now, stay there, Rob. I want to go to Travis up in Vancouver, Canada. You guys were inside just asking questions of Powell. Then your camera guy outside, he got arrested for being on a city street, too. Start telling that story.
That's right, Alex. Thanks for having us on. Absolute pleasure. Colin Powell was invited to Vancouver to speak on leadership, which is a pretty sick joke in itself right there. Anyway, the organizers of the event billed the event as No Questions Off Limits. So we wanted to go in and talk to Alex. We are Change Ohio. It confronted Alex on the use of depleted uranium.
Stay there. Yeah, and you brought up DU, which is killing the troops, and they don't like that. And the people that death threat us for trying to get the troops treatment for the dust, they death threat us too. They love lies. They love being hurt by the New World Order. They love being slaves. We'll be right back.
Warning. The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, here's about a minute and a half of some of the sights and sounds from what happened in Vancouver. And then again, the camera guy outside gets arrested and charged with trespassing for being on the sidewalk. This tyranny's all over the world. One of the top members of the Tory party in England just resigned, saying he found out the government really is planning on setting up a dictatorship. Same thing here, and it's because they're going to take everything you've got. You understand? You understand the New World Order. All of you poor fools that serve the corrupt system, you're going to find out that you weren't part of the elite. Here it is. He's outside being arrested for having a camera.
There was strictly no cameras allowed inside. They were checking all the bags.
But one fella did get one inside. They arrested the guy who was outside.
I had my trusty little digicam that I had in my pocket. They didn't find that.
If we take too much counsel of our fears, if we act like we're afraid.
This is Powell, the liar that brought us to war.
And make sure that everybody knows that we remember we are a nation of nations. We touch every nation. Every nation touches us. And we will not be terrified.
And his son deregulated the telecom industry so they can kill the web.
Cave somewhere in Pakistan.
And they are, too.
They sold tickets on the premise of no questions off limits. These were the types of questions that were fed to the audience by the moderator.
The Stanley Cup playoff just ended, but we want to know Lakers or Celtics.
I got a question, actually, Mr. Powell.
We have the written submissions, and we've got to stick to that format. Thank you very much, sir.
You didn't sell tickets.
Written questions only. Thank you. Written questions only. 50 years from now, General. How does General Colin Powell want you to remember?
I'd like to know why the hell you're using this meeting. You're issuing it on Iraq, and you're destroying it. I can answer the question.
All right, we're out of time. We got to cut it now. It gets even worse when they start arresting people. But understand, they arrested somebody outside. Now, we got to wrap this up soon, guys. The bottom line here is there's attacks on the First Amendment everywhere. In Denver, clearly out of control. And then outside, getting mad that you guys have been inside confronting him with a small camera. They arrest your guy you had outside documenting it. I want to finish up with Travis up there in Vancouver with We Are Change. Travis, tell us what else happened.
Well, that's exactly it, Alex. It was just ridiculous. We got inside the organizers of the event said no questions were off limits. They started asking us off. Well, the moderator fed us a question about General Powell, do you like iPhones or Blackberries, which was disgusting. And then he went into General Powell, Lakers or Celtics, and that's when I stood up in front of 1,500 of his fan club and tried to ask him a real question. Just ridiculous. We got ejected as soon as we got up and started, you know, asking real questions. We had a 50-year-old lady that was with our group that got forcibly bounced out of the room.
Yeah, we have audio of that too, but we're just out of time. They can watch all the video at wearechange.org or give your two groups websites. But finishing up, what happened to the camera guy outside?
The camera guy outside, the protesters outside Alex were originally told that they were on public property. They had all the right to be there by someone that worked at the convention center. Now, what happened is that the guests were about to file out of the event, and that's when the police totally changed their tactics and for some reason targeted our one cameraman, went after him. He wasn't protesting. He was strictly independent, just documenting the protesters. Why the police went after him is anybody's guess.
Yep, land of the slaves. Okay, give out the website for We Are Change Calgary or We Are Change Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah. It's wearechangevancouver.org. The video is up there with a whole synopsis of what went down. We'd love you guys to check it out. Help us out. We need all the help we can get. And Alex, we are fighting this with you, my brother. We are totally in solidarity with what you're doing. They can't stop us all.
They're not going to stop us. The death threats, none of it. They're the tyrants. They're the thugs. They're showing the world that. We've shown their war to be a lie. We've shown them to be a fraud. We've showed both parties to be a fraud. The polls are as low as 12% for congressional approval rating. Both parties are hated. They're not fooling us with the left-right switching horses anymore. It's over for you, crooks. We know about your new world order. Thank you so much. We Are Change Vancouver. And later in the week, I want you to come on the show, and I want to have the actual camera guy on who was arrested outside. Let's go back to Rob there with We Are Change Colorado. That video is up there, too. They're out in the middle on the side of the sidewalk in Denver, not allowed to hand videos out there. This is not a free country. They let you know that. Are you guys planning to litigate against these thugs, or don't plea bargain? Demand it all go to court, bring a jury in there, and then file judicial complaints on the police.
Yeah, that's right. We're absolutely going to do that. I've talked to I've already talked to the ACLU. The ACLU is going to assist us and take some action. They may or may not represent us in full, but they're going to write some letters, and they're totally not going to get away with it. And just so everyone knows,
they hate our freedom.
Yeah. So,
you know, they attacked us. The New World Order hit us hard on 9/11. They told us the truth. They said the terrorists hit you because they hate your freedom. And you read the Brzezinski and the PNAC documents and the White House documents, and they say we need terror to take their rights and be able to loot everything. And they've done it. They're absolute terrorists.
Absolutely. And I just want to second what Travis said about how I'm right behind you. It was your film that woke me up. It was you that inspired me. And it feels good to be fully committed, like you always say, and we're not going to stop.
Absolutely. Give out the website for Colorado We Are Change to more folks. The answer is, instead of having 20 of you out handing out DVDs, let's have 200 go out to the same spot and let these terrorists know. They are terrorists against America. What is this, the Soviet Union, where you can't talk about politics on the streets? Let these haters of America, these scum that pose as police, these haters of everything that our veterans have fought and died for, let these terrorists know they're not going to destroy your First Amendment.
That's right. If they take free speech, they take everything. Our website is wearechangecolorado.org, and I'd just like to mention that I posted another video that we have. It's just a little video, but you can see you can actually count the 9 cops that are there. There's actually more than 9, but in this video you can see there's 9 cops, like, harassing my people all around me, and you can also see Senator Buddy Moore. We have an independent guy who's running for Senate. He's a 9/11.
Good. Listen, we're out of time. We got to jump. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you more as it develops. Look, folks, I know you grew up in slavery. You grew up in this fake corporate state where they tell you tyranny's freedom. But let me explain something. This would have never been put up with 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Cops knew you let people alone their First Amendment. Didn't matter if it was some nutty preacher with a beard running around going, the end is near, or whatever. It didn't matter. They had their rights. And all over, everywhere I go, they come up and tell me, you don't have a right to protest. I thought that the Fairfax police at Bilderberg, where I went and covered the global elite meeting, kings, queens, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, all meeting, setting policy, where they're covering it, and the cops finally on the last day said, okay, you're not allowed to protest. And I just said, go ahead and arrest us. And they had to back off. But they got to try to violate those rights. I mean, it is terrorism to come up and arrest people and give them hardcore criminal charges of trespassing because they're on a city street. That is terrorism. That is terrorizing you. And it's terrorism when fake conservatives who are here to neutralize conservatives, haven't you figured that out yet? It doesn't matter. You know what? You go ahead and you serve the system, people listening. You go ahead and you good old boy, you laugh and giggle about it all. They're going to take your dollar. They're going to take your whole future. I've been telling you this for 10 years because I read their own documents. In 2002, I really got upset when the IMF World Bank documents got released. Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist, went public about their plan to devalue the dollar so they can buy up the whole country and destroy our future. Most of you get government contracts, you suck off the government, you think it's cute, and maybe you're going to end up being okay, but the whole future, the whole nation's gone, and just good job trashing the country, good job destroying everything. But here's the other little tidbit. The people are waking up. They voted down the European Union expansion. Now the European Union's just expanding regardless, showing their tyrants. So the Irish voters reject the EU treaty. That's happening. We've got a lot of exciting things happening there. I've heard a lot of neocons on the air saying it's good that ISPs aren't going to let people have unlimited internet surfing. That isn't what they're talking about. They're doing that too. Internet 2 is a consortium. They said in 2001 they're going to shut the web off and force you onto Internet 2 where there's no free speech, where you don't have your own website, where you have piggyback subdomains on one of 100 websites, where they restrict your First Amendment. Europe's already restricting free speech. It's happening. They want to put in Chinese-style filters. They want to try to shut us down so they can have their way with you and totally rape you. You understand they've built death camps for your family. You understand they've hired your local preachers to train you to hand your children over to them. You understand they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. You understand they're carrying out eugenics against you. Whether you're a cop or a policeman or an FBI agent, you're under attack too. You're with the American people whether you know it or not. Why are you aiding the New World Order? Why are you on these petty power trips? Why don't you understand what's happening? Infowars.com is the tip of the spear in the resistance to tyranny. God bless you all. Have a powerful week.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On September...